the code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Break the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It is September the 12th, 2007. For newcomers, as always, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for more information. Many talks you can download for free on the histories of the various nations from the ancient times to the present and how we got to where we are and where we're going. Also look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu for the European site where you can get transcripts in the languages of Europe downloaded for free. I try to give a different education to the general public than the one they've been given, because the one we've been given isn't simply sadly lacking in details and facts. It's deliberately made and presented for an obedient population. That's why all the relevant parts are removed from it. This has been happening for about 100 years, and we'll find, if you go back to the writings of John Dewey, who helped set up the American educational system, you'll find that he said that all history must be altered so that different creeds and peoples and races that had conflicts in the past would forget them over time when they removed their histories of the actual conflicts. And this has been done on the whole, not completely, but it's been pretty well eradicated. And if you ask a child at school today, about 7 to 10 to 12 years old, what World War II was about, if they actually even know about it, all they can tell you is that it was a war over territory between different nations. That's all they're told. So you can see how governments in all countries and oligarchies, it doesn't matter what kind of government it is or what it calls itself, they're generally oligarchies. They use education in a scientific formula of indoctrination to turn out obedient citizens. That's the purpose of it. And this isn't new. This has been going on for an awful long time. We are told one reality, which we accept. Most people will accept it from birth onwards, never questioning it, because their parents didn't question it either. It's presented in complete form to you when you're very young. We're not encouraged at school to ask questions. School is there for you to be downloaded into, and you repeat the answers you're given for everything. You parrot the answers. And if you parrot the answers well enough, you get a gold star and an examination time. All you have to do really is remember what the teacher has said and repeat them. And that's all they're asking for. They don't want people who actually think and question. In fact, today, if you ask too many questions, especially if you're male, you'll be put on some drug like Ritalin, which actually shrinks the brain, because they don't want people who have leadership qualities and who are a little extroverted to grow up into adults who could become really good leaders in times of stress and struggles within peoples. That's the formula. And this has been discussed at top levels of government and the management of governmental agencies in great detail. And I'll be going into this when we come back from these following messages.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, Alan Watt with Cutting Through the Matrix back again, and talking about how education has been used since the general public were given education very heavily from the very beginning, in fact, with a form of scientific technique of indoctrination. We've got to remember that in the 1800s, the elite were terribly worried about free time for the working peoples, the vast bulk of the populace of Europe and the Americas too. America really didn't consist of just cowboys and Indians. It was also a country of factory towns. That's the real history of America, where very important, very wealthy people could start up a town and build it, owning everything in that town and bringing in the workers to work there, generally mines of one kind or another. And you had to do your shopping at the local store, which the boss owned as well. And you rented your home from the boss, and the boss would also bring in a minister, and you'd pay him as well. So it was a little self-contained community, and that was modeled after the types they had already all over Europe. These these bosses, these industrial bosses, became multi-millionaires, some billionaires, in fact, had meetings in the 1800s in Europe, and they classed them then as global meetings to do with the upcoming centuries and where they'd go from there. They talked about all the different theories that were coming along. Karl Marx, of course, was doing his communist stuff, although he was a small player in it. He was just a journalist that was picked to write the manifesto. His name wasn't even on the first few issues. But communism really was a dialectical approach stemming from London, of all places, in a way to bring the peoples of the world together, because through conflict you always have compromise. But first you must create sides to get a conflict. So capitalism created what it called communism and funded the communist societies from the beginning, right through, in fact, until the so-called Berlin Wall fell down. This is the amalgamation of the world through conflict and treaties, etc. The United Nations was set up after the League of Nations in order to help bring this about. And they decided to bring the whole world into a scientifically formed society and run society, a society run by experts in everything, and that they would bring children up from the cradle right through life and train them all the way that they could have no real opinions of their own. They would only be able to repeat the words of experts. This has been pretty successful if you look around you today, because when people meet in gatherings or social occasions, you'll find that their topics of conversation are right from magazines or newspapers or from the media. Whatever's been given to them, they don't generally have much thoughts of their own. That was decided, to say, in the 1800s and the 1900s. When you go into players like Bertrand Russell, very important character, because he was put out in front as a spokesman for the big foundations in London on behalf of the aristocracy of London and Europe, to which he belonged. He was a lord, and he wrote a book called The Impact of Science on Society. And in the book, he tells you a lot of true things. Now, if you read the book, there's things in there which will upset you when you read them, because he's very blunt, but he's also very honest about things. He doesn't put any cover over the frailties of human nature, individually or collectively. And what he's really doing is giving you what the elite have always known through massive observation through many centuries, and that is how we're all manipulated and how we can be manipulated, what our weaknesses are and how they can be exploited to the full by those who understand them. You find, for instance, in page 57 of this book, he talks about types of oligarchical governments. And he says, in the first place, since the new oligarchs and the adherents of a certain creed, or they are the adherents of a certain creed as a belief, and base their claim to exclusive power upon the rightness of this creed, their system depends essentially upon dogma. Whoever questions the governmental dogma questions the moral authority of the government and is therefore a rebel. While the oligarchy is still new, there are sure to be other creeds held with equal conviction which would seize the government if they could. Such rival creeds must be suppressed by force. Since the principle of majority rule has been abandoned, it follows that there cannot be freedom of the press, freedom of discussion, or freedom of book publication. There must be an organ of government whose duty it is to pronounce as to what is orthodox and to punish heresy. Now, if that's familiar to do with homeland security, it's no wonder, because you see the same thing over and over again. We are under a form of totalitarianism, and it's not just the US or Canada. It's pretty well most of the world, except for some countries in the Middle East, which are under attack right now. So he also goes into the history of the Inquisition and shows what such an organ of government must inevitably become. In the normal pursuit of power, it will seek out more and more subtle heresies. And that's what we're finding now. They want to do psychological evaluations to see if you might have some hidden traits you don't know about yet. It's the same thing. The church, as soon as it acquired political power, developed incredible refinements of dogma and persecuted what to us appear microscopic deviations from the official creed. Exactly the same sort of things happen in the modern states that confine political power to supporters of a certain doctrine. The completeness of the resulting control over opinion depends in various ways upon scientific technique. A little term, scientific term, technique, they mean so much because it's a vast science. Where children go to school and all schools are controlled by the government, the authorities can close the minds of the young to everything contrary to official orthodoxy. Printing is impossible without paper. All paper belongs to the state. Broadcasting and the cinema are equally public monopolies. The only remaining possibility of unauthorized propaganda is by secret whispers from one individual to another. But this, in turn, is rendered appallingly dangerous by improvements in the art of spying. Children at school are taught that it is their duty to denounce their parents if they allow themselves or hear subversive utterances in the bosom of the family. No one can be sure that a man who seems to be his dearest friend will not denounce him to the police. That's what's all coming around today with total surveillance in all the Western countries. Now, I think we've got Mark from Canada on the line. Are you there, Mark?
Oh, hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
I was just calling, being a part of the generations and generations. I'm sorry, this is a bit off topic. Knowing that we've all come from such an indoctrinated sort of tower,
yep,
from generation to generation to generation, it's hard sometimes. Would you be able to speak a little on where the indoctrination ends and the actual human begins? I know it's a pretty broad question, but it seems that, like, for myself personally, I always am constantly questioning the things that I even just think, that I think I'm thinking naturally.
Yeah.
But I'm never sure kind of what's actually,
yeah,
the real person and what is just basically stuff that we've been,
mm-hmm,
downloaded with. And I'll just leave you with that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, that's a good question, because we don't have records, because all histories, remember, are distorted, changed, and sometimes completely thrown out, depending on the next regime that comes in down through many, many centuries. And we have very vague records of what was normal and when it was normal. All we can really say is that your main drives that you have and the milestones you have in life from a very early age, you're different when you're a teenager. When you're a teenager, your hormones kick in and you have other interests, vital interests, because you have a mating imperative. Nature requires that we keep reproducing the species, and that can drive you to distraction, as we all know. However, these are the normal things that really drives, in a sense. When you're young, you have the best time, really, and I mean almost preschool, to actually go walks in a country when they used to do walking and not sit in front of a computer screen and study nature and be part of nature. The feelings that came with it, the daydreams that children have, are very important. These things are normal, but they're through the school system, they're hammered out of us, and we're taught to dismiss all fantasy, and yet fantasy and daydreaming is part of the human psyche. It's an essential part of it for health, in fact. So it's driven out of us, and we become unhealthy. That's why we have a very unhealthy society. We're supposed to be practical and logical, but yet the practicalities and the logics come from whatever we're fed by daily media and by those around us. Most people succumb to it very quickly. A few do manage to scrape through, and they feel like aliens in a foreign planet when they look at those around them whose indoctrinations have taken much, much better. It's hard to communicate to them. But really, we also have to take into consideration the fact that in the world of matter, which this is, we do need certain requirements, and this is generally the basis of all disagreements, conflicts, interpersonal-wise, and even between nations, is over basically economics and what you can have. So what you need to survive and sustain yourself becomes exaggerated in a commercialized system, and it becomes psychotic, in a sense, and exaggerated, and then you have the psychopathic tyrants rising up who grab as much of it as they can to feel safe. What they're doing is they want to feel really safe. And so they grab everybody else's property and wealth. I'll be back after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt with Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about some of the normalities, what is normal, what is not normal in today's society. And all we have to go from today are the last few tribes left, so-called primitive tribes. That's what we're called by the civilized countries. They call them stagnant or arrested civilizations. Civilizations like ours, which really have been ongoing in change, constant change, and that's the key to ours, always changing through industry, fueled by money, inventions, and so on. We think that's called civilization. Anyone outside of that is called stagnant or arrested culture, and that's how they talk about some of the people down in the Amazon. What they mean is everyone in this system, since we came out of the mass man industrial eras, were classed as economic units belonging to the mass in a collectivist type of society. Everyone must have a function and a purpose and serve the system by paying taxes and being good. good is defined as following the rules of your particular era that you live in. And the arrested civilizations, as they call them, are self-sustaining. That's the difference in them. They can't be ruled. They can't be taken over. And they've tried to bribe them, of course, with trinkets and toys from our civilization. But it's taking on very slowly. The people in the Amazon only have to work 4 hours per day to sustain themselves and do their hunting and so on. The rest of the day is used for things like making love and having dances and having fun like that. And that's how life really should be. It's not this 8-to-5 or 8-to-6 job that they have. That's just for us, you see, the schmucks. The schmucks who think we're superior. And it really doesn't matter what we think we know, because most of what we think we know or can repeat is nonsense in the first place. The Amazonian doesn't care about Freud or Einstein or anybody else or Isaac Newton. They knew that gravity was already there before Newton came along. So it's all how you view things to do with progress or arrested or stagnant civilizations. That's the comparison. And really, can we honestly say we're any happier with all the nonsense we think we know, and especially when you know where we're all going, which is to an eventual electronic matrix system of brain chipping and alteration and genetic modification? Who really is the aberrant society, the so-called high civilized society, or the arrested cultures of the Amazon and a few other places left in the world? That's the difference. We never ask who defines progress. Progress to us, because we're trained in an economic system of rewards or punishment if you don't work, then you'll find that we think progress is having more toys and having more money, this coin thing, this strange thing called money, to buy more goodies. But the Amazonian, for instance, can make his own axe, chop down the trees, and get his game, and be quite happy, and live through all the trials that would normally flatten a higher civilization, because the easiest system to bring down are the higher civilizations, because everyone is dependent on the system. Now, I've got another call on the line. Who are you again? Is it John?
Joe.
It's Joe, yeah. And you're from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. What's your question?
Well, I had a comment first. I'm 16, so I think you're right on with regards to the education system. There's a lot of subtle manipulations in it. Whenever we talk about the government lying about something, the word lie or lied is not used. They use the word misled. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right on with regards to the education system. But the question I had was, this is maybe a little off topic, but why have people, so many people in the world have suffered at the agendas of powerful men? And in a lot of foreign countries, this happens. I'm wondering why people just seem to be shut down emotionally to these people who are suffering a lot and in great pain. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. 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 So you're talking about those who climb to power, you mean, and cause the others to suffer?
Yes. I'm talking about the people in power who are causing others to suffer right now.
Well, you have literally a deviant type amongst us, and it's called a psychopath. It's a problem that is worldwide. It always mm-hmm. has been here, that certain people are born with literally no human emotion towards other people. The only emotion they have is one really of how to utilize you and use you for their own ends. In the nicest possible way, generally. Most of them are very charming. But they do exist amongst us, and you'll find that they crave power in every society, so they try to climb to the top by any means possible and get it and hold on to it, and they become tremendous tyrants. And they really don't empathize with other people's problems or emotions. They really cannot feel your pain at all. They do feel their own. Very much so. And they can certainly show it in fits of rage when it's in private. But I'll go into this after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just to continue a little bit with the last caller in his question about people who cause the harm to others and don't seem to feel anything, is to do with the psychopath. As I say, the psychopath thrives in certain types of society, and the society, of course, they thrive in is the moneyed system, because the money is the way that everyone is controlled. If you get to the top and control the money, you control all the people, and money is a substitute for real wealth, which is really real estate, and a bag of corn swapped for a bag of oats or whatever else you need. In other words, barter. The money was the first trick, and it's a psychopath's dream. They can't help but get to the top in it and conquer others. But a good example of this was Madeleine Albright, when she was asked in a big forum on television, during the Gulf War I, or just after it, that having starved 500,000 Iraqis at that particular time to death by embargoes by the United Nations and stopping medicine getting in too for men, women, and children, and she thought it was worth it, and she said absolutely. She didn't blink, didn't show any emotion. This is a psychopath talking, you see. To her, in her mind, that was a perfectly logical thing to do. You're after one man, so you starve. At that time, 500,000, up to about 1.5 million people to death to get this one man, even though he ruled over those people with an iron fist. So that's the logic that they tend to use. They don't see you as individuals. They simply see you as in the way of their target, or a way to force your target out into the open so they can get him. Psychopaths this way are top predators, very very shark-like in qualities in a sense. And you'll find that if you trace the histories of the psychopaths, they're all from very old families, especially the ones at the top anyway, very old families, so they're interbred with other types and they acquire these traits through this hereditary. Even in ordinary society, you'll get the occasional one popping up with ordinary people, but at the top, because they're so closely interbred with money and power down through the ages, they're pretty well guaranteed the same type. And Albright's father just happened to be a top guy in the communist regime who was one of the right-hand men of Stalin. And I think it was over Hungary, his particular part. And he was the guy who was put in charge of setting up what became known as the Green Party for the West. So it's all interrelated. And the problem is the top psychopaths have a global club under the United Nations and a global agreement for the agenda, very far-looking forward agendas. They don't do things by half. They go way into the future, and they see the world like a big chessboard, and that's how they play the game. The game's played on the public, and the public don't know they're even on the chessboard, generally. They knew back at the beginning of the League of Nations that they were going to set up a world government, widely publicized at the time, widely written about by big authors of the day like H.G. Wells and others, and they talked about the strategies they would need to use, including world wars, to bring it about. World wars would get the public so war-weary from all nations in a world war, they'd beg for a new system, and they hoped after World War I this would happen. And right after, of course, nationalism sprung up again, because tribalism is a natural thing once again. And so H.G. Wells said, he says, they're not buckling under, we'll need another war. And so along came World War II. And this is the third one now to basically standardize the world, because the only ones who haven't buckled under are other old regimes in the Middle East, and they have to be brought under too. So there's one standardized world system, but not a free world system by any means. It's still run by an international coterie of psychopathic families, and they plan to have total control over every single individual by every means possible, mainly scientific, including chips and monitoring, and eventually a brain chip, which they'll sell to the public. It's been a great thing that will give you special abilities and so on, good memory, yada, 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 and the public will go for it. And that's what the training exercises we're going through now have been, the computer to the cell phone and a mini computer, to one stuck on your ear, to one inside your head, step-by-step training in a Pavlovian fashion. And it will take off, there's no doubt about it, because most people today live in a fantasy world of television and fiction that's been promulgated to them without questioning anything at all. They live for fun. And this again was explained by Lord Bertrand Russell and Aldous Huxley and others, even Koestler as well. They all belonged, by the way, those guys, to MI6. Everyone was a member of MI6 and worked together with the CIA in culture creation for the peoples of the West. And they said the same thing, that the world they would bring into view would be a scientific form of dictatorship, where the public wouldn't even know they were under mind control. They were absolutely 100% confident and sure of it back in the 50s and 60s. And unfortunately, it's here. they said they would bring in a type of egocentric society. That means that you'd only be taught to do those, or told to do, or trained to do those things which are pleasurable, and you would avoid pain. You'd seek pleasure, avoid pain. And that is the society we now belong to. People will do anything to avoid anything unpleasant. Don't tell me that, it upsets me. That's what you'll hear very often. Or don't be negative, be positive. Well, only a crazy person standing on the tracks with their backs turned to the train would be positive if they plan to stay there. It would take a lot of faith in something to make it all right. But that's what people have been trained into. Have fun, don't worry, be happy. And because of that, the elite themselves can steamroll ahead and do really nasty things across the planet to people without much objection at all. There's very few people who are sentient enough to object to this. There are very few people who are still connected to humanity to object to it, because it's a survival mechanism. If you care about others, even people you've never met before and never will meet, that's a survival mechanism for the human species as a whole. If you don't, then the big eating machine that's it's chomping through one country will eventually come round to you, and there's going to be no one left to cry for you either. So your defense mechanisms depend on caring, a natural thing. Bill in Idaho, are you there? Hello, Bill? Bill in Idaho? No? Okay, I'll continue, and Bill might get back on the phone. So that's where we are. We're living in an age of perpetual childhood, where we've already had a generation died off, or are dying off, who never knew reality in their whole lifetime. And once again, because only in a short time they were given credit cards galore and more money than ever they could ever imagined, or their parents or their grandparents ever imagined, mainly through credit, they enjoyed themselves into the grave, but they never really knew what was going on. The present ones who are alive today are actually a little bit worse, because they've given us all the cheap junk from China, which we can buy endlessly. There's always more junk getting turned out. Interestingly, we call it junk because that's what they used to call Chinese ships. They were junks. And we get the junk from China, very cheap, masses of credit cards to buy all the toys. And we don't want to postpone things which are hard or take time. Well, we will postpone them. We'll delay things which we'll be doing immediately for short-term rewards. A species that does that is basically doomed to extinction. And I think we've got Bill there. Hello?
Yes, I am. Thanks so very much, Mr. Watt. As usual, excellent. I'm embarrassed and saddened to even interrupt your presentation. And considering everything that you've mentioned, all of the psychological warfare and mind control that has occurred, at a very elemental level, is there one particular area, one particular discourse that would be able to catch the attention of and galvanize apparently a very frightened younger population who neither wants to recognize nor believe that they come into their ascendancy in the middle of a civil war and a mind control game?
Yeah. Well, that is the problem, because they go through the rebellious phase to establish their own identity, but what they're given as an identity is marketed to them by the managers of the music and the movie industry. In other words, the culture creators, they don't realize it, and their parents don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to tell them, to warn them. So they adapt very easily into the system. You see, if your parents don't know, then you will accept everything in your life as it's been presented to you without question. You just take it for granted, in fact, that money is normal, that you use plastic for normal, that you get cargo pants to put your credit card in is normal. There's nothing normal in the society, including even the cargo pants, because top marketers told me this. they said, how can we encourage the youth to go cashless? And they said, we'll make pants that don't have deep pockets for money or wallets, but they'll give them little pockets in the front where they can put their cards. And that's why they gave them the cargo pants. I'm not kidding you. There's nothing in society that's given out there that isn't pre-thought for a higher purpose for a ruling elite and their agenda.
Yeah. I hear Valiant, Carol, Carl, and a few others from this area here,
yeah.
But not a word, not a peep. And I've passed out tons of audio tapes. The only way I can get your information out, and I do it gladly, you know, I recopy over everything that's available that's going to get thrown into the landfill, and I take the programs, I put web pages on the cassettes, and I pass them out liberally. The fact that there aren't 20 students of psychology over at the NIC University on the line, ready and prepared to write notes and take information from you is just absolutely bizarre. It's
yeah.
just one more indication of how complete the programming ultimately is. But we thank you very much.
Well, thanks for putting that information there. And here's the problem with universities. University means one voice, you see? So you're trained to go in and come out as one voice, one opinion. You think you're clever because you've gone there, and you don't realize you've had a better indoctrination. and that's what they set up universities for. So it's very difficult to tell people at universities who all think they're rebelling, and they all think they're wise guys, because that's just the way we are when we're young. however, these professors and so on, who generally belong to the Council of Foreign Relations or the Royal Institute of International Affairs, are handpicked for pushing a particular scientific agenda and teaching in a scientific technique where the student themselves don't realize that their emotions are being played with, and they're given emotional impacts along with different statements to do with science. And they will see things one way from then on. Very few of them can break free of that later on. And again, most of them who go there, unfortunately in that field today, go into the study of psychology because they want themselves to be controllers in a higher position.
Got to be part of the team.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
It just strikes me that in a presentation here locally, directly after the little Nazi Mark Furman was on KGA 1510 out of Spokane, the little happy face 1950s, 60s social butterfly affairs guy was on doing a program. And, of course, he had the fire chief on. The fire chief was, mentioning that FEMA and Homeland Security were, you know, buffing him up here and, you know, getting him ready and telling him all the truth in regard to what we need to be aware of and alert for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how to deal with these splinter groups.
Splinter groups, that's right.
Yes.
And that falls right into the early part I read there from Bertrand
yes.
Russell's book, that they go against anyone who has any other opinion as though you were a heretic, basically.
Yes. Well, thank you again for all your efforts for the Republic. We sincerely appreciate it.
That's a pleasure. Yeah. So there we are, and that's how we are. We think we're so smart when we're growing up, and we don't realize that everything that's promoted to us, even the musical content and the style of music, is promoted from the top. Because I was in the business, and I know that the word would always come down to all the writers what was in and what they wanted, including political correctness. You don't realize that. And even in the 70s, it came down, they wanted gender-neutral terminology used in the song. So you didn't, suddenly there was no more he or she or whatever. It was just vague. It could be anybody, and people didn't realize that. But that was a political decision that went right through the culture industry. And there's many, many, many more instances of the same thing. During the 80s, especially in Europe, when they were getting rid of all their industry, they wanted a depressed type of human, very depressed. And sure enough, they put out a music that was a sort of wailing, lorn, or forlorn type music, very lost type of music, because they didn't want to engender a violent culture that was going to be unemployed. And at the same time, they opened up all the bars. Margaret Thatcher did that. to keep them in the pubs all day and make sure they had enough money for that. And so they changed all the laws for opening times in the bars to keep them in sight. And she said it was better to have them happy and drunk in the pubs than rioting on the streets because they were unemployed. Everything is managed. Music is used. The arts and entertainment are used to the full and the maximum. And that's part of what they mean by scientific technique. Our thoughts generally are not our own. They're marketed into us. They're taught into us. And the way a person will try and test their sanity is to have a few friends, and you bounce off your ideas to that friend. And if they come back with the same opinions, you'll say, I guess I am sane because they have the same opinions as me. It doesn't dawn on you, you've all been brainwashed. And this, again, is well understood at the top. Anything can be taught. And that's what Lord Bertrand Russell said. He says, there's no nonsense so arrant that it cannot be made the creed, meaning the belief of the vast majority, by adequate governmental action. That's what we're living in, folks. Scientific dictatorship is here. It's really an oligarchy of scientists. I'll be back after the following messages.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich. rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi. Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix. And this is just even the bottom level of the matrix. This is just the conditioning we have at the bottom. There's many aspects to the human personality, and each part has been under attack, including the genders and everything else. And I don't mean simply by psychological indoctrinations, but also through hormonal tampering, through inoculations and various other means. That's how bad it is. It doesn't happen by happenstance. We actually had tampering going back as early as the early 50s that we know of, that has been admitted to by some big players like Charles Galton Darwin in his book Millennium. He said we'd have to target the hormonal levels in male and female and alter them. He wanted primarily males who would not be so masculine, who wouldn't mind so much buying toys and being interested in colors and stuff like that. And that's happened. That's happened. It didn't happen by accident. Nothing happens so quickly in nature. Therefore, it had to be a scientific thing that was done to them. That's your proof. Nothing evolves in nature that I have ever seen. And if it ever did, it would take billions of years. So when you see something happening physically, a biochemical change in people, a biophysical change in people within one generation, something has been done to that generation. And that's your clue. Especially when it's been written about by big, big players, very important people with power who speak on behalf of the dominant minority, as they call them. Now, just to finish up, I've got a couple of minutes here to mention, again, from Bertrand Russell's The Impact of Science on Society, and he's talking here about what was the Soviet Union, which they copied. They copied the system of collectivism, remember. This was decided at the Club of Rome. They would use this system for the entire Western world. It was more efficient. So he's talking about the Soviet system. He says, the life of the victims in this system is unspeakable. He's talking about forced labor and concentration camps. He says, the hours are unbearably long, the food only just enough to keep the laborers alive for a year or so. The clothing in the Arctic winter is so scanty it would barely suffice in an English summer. Men and women are seized in their homes in the middle of the night. Does that sound familiar? There is no trial. Homeland Security can arrest you. Actually, they arrest you with no charge. They can just whisk you off and not even tell your relatives why you've been whisked. So he continues, and often no charge is formulated. They disappear. Inquiries by their families remain unanswered. That's written into all the Homeland Security laws. Anti-terrorism bills of every country now in the West, that is in force. And this was, and he's talking here about the Soviet Union. Just after a year or two in northeast Siberia or on the shores of the White Sea, they die of cold, overwork, and undernourishment. But that causes no concern to the authorities. There are plenty more to come. So, in the age of the mass man, as I say, if you dissent to anything, you're simply whisked off into the middle of the night. It's bye-bye to your families, and you won't see them again. All written into law. Well, that's it for tonight from myself and Hamish the Dog up in Ontario, Canada. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you. With